This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
I'm Jordan Ross, and I am the creator and the overall manager of the Roasting Room in Bluffton, South Carolina.
Jordan, how are you involved with user adoption?
Our users are ticket holders, and we have to try to figure out how to get the general public to buy tickets for our shows using our web platform. All of our tickets are sold online, including table reservations, and we have to figure out how to get them from point A to point B, and really educating them on how to use our website and navigate it. And the user adoption so far for us has been, we started with a Squarespace website, and we were able to kind of make it as straightforward as possible. The user would go on to the website itself, see the show they wanted to, maybe they were interested in. Then we were able to have a click through, and then they could read more about the artist, see a video, or hear an audio clip, so that they could really get a feel for what they were buying before they bought a ticket. And then from there, they have to navigate our ticketing portal, which is really just a drop-down menu. So we went from having our first website was really much more difficult. So our user adoption was much slower. And once we switched to a different site, we were able to kind of streamline the situation. And it's been working great.
Jordan, what are the biggest challenges and successes with user adoption?
The biggest challenge first was education, figuring out how we can get users from the age of 21 to 81 to use our site and be able to navigate it in a way that they could feel confident buying a ticket and then showing up that day without a physical ticket in their hand, knowing that they were going to be able to get into a show. And that's another major challenge, was assuring people that they were going to have their table was going to be there for them when they arrived without any kind of physical thing sent to them besides a confirmation email. So that was our biggest hurdle. And I think once we had a good core base of people that got the idea, that figured it out, that came to a show, that saw that it was very easy to come in. We had a spreadsheet of everybody that bought tickets. Their name was on the list. We didn't have any drop off. So that, I think that was ties into a success, knowing that our challenge turned into a success through our diligence to make sure that everything was absolutely correct. That when they bought a ticket, it went on a spreadsheet, and then that spreadsheet was sent to the ticket taker, and they were able to then give the table or give the ticket to the person that bought it. So we really have a good, tight, in-house system that we have not just, we just haven't had any failure with it yet, because it is straightforward and people trust us to, with their money. I mean, some of these tickets are $150, $200, $300 worth of tickets. So they don't receive anything prior to the show. So they do have to trust us. They have to trust that we will provide them with a service and provide them with an experience. So we so far have done really well with that, and we feel very confident that we will continue to do so.
Jordan, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
Back to education. Having them to show someone how easy it's to do, to show someone how easy it is to navigate your site. We did a video when we first started to kind of show people how to use the site. We also had videos of, you know, someone walking up to the door and like, this is what happens. So we kind of did this quick kind of tutorial about how to use the site, and I think people got it. So, I mean, my major advice is to not only teach the people how to use it, but be very precise. If you're going to be selling something, especially if you're trying to adopt a user that is buying something from you, to be from sale to deliverable, that has to be totally seamless to build trust. Otherwise, you won't have you won't have the same amount of adoption. And I know that there are different types of industry that have, you know, users, and there's not as streamlined as point A to point B, but for us, our users are our ticket buyers. They need to trust us. So we do have to be very, you know, diligent in our setup. So that's my advice to people that are trying to get users to adopt their product or to adopt their platform, is to build trust through being as precise as possible.
And Jordan, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
I don't have a specific example of me talking about this other than this podcast. But if you go to roastingroomlounge.com, you will see how easy it is to view the site, to see what we have coming up, to click on a ticket, to buy it, and then to show up. And I know this, it's hyper-local. I mean, you wouldn't want to buy a ticket if you're living in California or anything like that. But if you do happen to be in the Bluffton, Hilton Head, Savannah area, and you're around when we have a show, you will see how easy it is to go on the site, buy a ticket, and come to a show and experience it.
Well, thanks, Jordan.
Well, thank you.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.